Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the one, the only Jim Rogers will be here. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, Brian Wachter, Helen Foley, and Chuck Moody. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Jim Rogers. He is the president and CEO and owner of Intermountain West Media, upon whose stations this program airs across the state. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Oh, I'm always glad to be here.
Okay, let's start out with the presidential campaign. Obama's numbers seem to be trending upward a little. And then in the past 24 hours, the secret tape of Romney has come up that was secretly recorded, at least, where he talks about half of the country being beholden to the government. What do you think about his comments and the election in general?
You know, he's an elitist in every sense of the word. Got a lot of money, came from money, got a good education, Harvard twice. And I'm not sure he's ever had any touch with what goes on in this country. Below the guy that makes $1 million a year. I couldn't believe the remarks when I heard them. I heard them five or six times. They are outrageously ignorant. But I think even more than that, and the insensitivity that it shows that here's a man that ought not to be president. Maybe he should be president of Bain or one of the big banks, but he shouldn't be president of the United States. He has no feeling. You know, it's one thing not to have knowledge. You can get the knowledge. But he has no knowledge and he has no feeling what's going on around him. I mean, you know, it's the old, they don't have bread, let them eat cake. I've never cared for the man. I never thought that he was presidential material. I think he's bought his way in and that's a terrible thing. I think that he believes this is the crowning glory to all of his life, and it doesn't make any difference what the job is. He's going to be president, and he's not.
Do you not think that his missionary work as a Mormon helped him to understand people of lesser means?
Well, I don't know. You know, I wasn't there with him. It should have, shouldn't it? But not necessarily. He may have taken the attitude that, well, you poor guy, you know, I'm here to help you, and I'm a rich guy, and we don't have anything in common. And whereas I understand some of your problems, they're your problems that you created because you either weren't smart enough or you didn't work hard enough or you didn't have the right parents. So I'm not sure that the missionary thing would have taught him anything.
It's interesting, the same organization that ran the Harry Reid campaign, very successfully obviously, is also running this second Obama run. And they were very successful in defining Romney in the weeks after the primary, before he had a chance to define himself. It's been very effective, wouldn't you say?
Oh, I think it's been very effective. But I think the biggest help that they've had is Romney himself, who on a daily basis sticks his foot in his mouth. Now, who in his right mind would go to a group as small as 10 people and not assume that if they didn't have a camera, they would at least repeat what he said? And so he's not sensitive at all to what's going on around him. He doesn't understand how the system works. I don't think he understands how people deal with each other. He's dealt at such a high level in a business that, quite frankly, I have no respect for. And that kind of business that he's been in is about as insensitive as any business I know. You know, when you say to somebody, I'm going to help your company, but I'm going to get a 28% return guaranteed. We all know the day that agreement gets signed, what's going to happen. The guy who built it's going to lose it. Somebody else is going to sell it. And the man in the middle is going to make the money. That's very distressing to me.
But that's part of capitalism, though.
That's a very small part of capitalism. Very small part of capitalism. Everybody doesn't rape, pillage, and burn. They don't. And there are a set of morals and a set of rules that we all, in business, I think, live by. I was taught by Lou Wiener. Every deal that you make has got to be good for both people. 5 or 6 years ago, Bob Wright, who was then vice chairman of General Electric, came up here and he said, at General Electric, we have 5 rules. And he went through the first 4. And then he said, the 5th one is, the deal has to be good for both parties. And when you sit here and you tell me that I'm in such bad shape, or you know that I'm in such bad shape, and you're willing to gamble, not with your money, but with my money, at a guaranteed return of 28%, there's something wrong with that. So I don't view that as normal capitalism. That's vulture business.
But isn't that pretty much the way that Wall Street and the banking industry have been operating for many years now? I'm not saying it's right.
I think that's right.
It's illegal.
There are a lot of things that are legal that are legal that we shouldn't do. You know, I think the biggest mistake we made was in the early 80s, when we did away with the usury laws. I think it was 83 or 84. Because as you'll remember, Nevada had a 12% max. Now, once those usury laws were done away with, you have the credit card people coming in and saying, by golly, we'll give you a 5% return, on which we're going to charge you 25%, and we'll give you unlimited credit. But every time you miss a payment on the 28% interest that you're paying, we're going to tag on another 10 or 15%.
And I'm going to stop you right here because I want to take a break, but you know, some of those credit card companies are well into the 30% range now at this point if you default on the loan in any way. I mean, it's just a criminal enterprise, and I couldn't agree with you more. Let's take a break. More with Jim Rogers when we come back.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates opportunities. Since 1860, mining has evolved into a cleaner, safer industry. Mining is millions of dollars in environmental protection and wildlife conservation, reclaiming the land for recreation, like fishing, camping, and hiking. Mining is research and education at the University of Nevada, where careers are born. Visit our website and learn more.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall in South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Rogers, the president and CEO and owner of Intermountain West Media. Let's take a look at some of the races. Berkeley Heller. Shelley Berkeley seems to have had a really hard time connecting with Northern Nevada. How well do you think Dean Heller is connecting with Southern Nevada?
Well, I hope not at all.
But realistically?
I don't think very well. He's never out doing anything. You don't see him. You know,
He'll be on Nevada Newsmakers, by the way, next week.
You're doing a hell of a lot better than I am, because in the last two or three years that I've run my little program at noon, he is the only person out of the 180 guests that I've had who's never returned a phone call and agreed to be on the program. So I don't know anything about him. I know this. I think that of all of the ads I've seen, and they all push, you know, pretty close to not being the truth. They take out snippets of this information. I think Dean's are the worst. I think this ad about Shelley Berkeley voted to get rid of $765 million in Medicare is not only misleading, I think it's false. He's a do-nothing guy. Every office he's ever held, he's done nothing. And I think that if he ends up in that position, and I hope he doesn't, that he will do far less than Shelley ever would have done.
One of the things that surprised me about Shelley Berkeley's campaign, not Shelley Berkeley, but her campaign, is that Shelley Berkeley has always been a great interview. Whenever I've had her on the program, it's hard to get a word in edgeways.
Right.
She's so strong and knowledgeable about all the issues, whether you agree with her or not.
Right.
And yet the campaign has been keeping her pretty much away from any shows like this.
That surprises me. But
they don't even respond to, by the way, I will say on the program, they don't respond to emails, they don't respond to texts, they don't respond to phone messages or to people within the Democratic Party in the state who are going to them and saying, you should do more of these kind of shows.
You know, I understand what you're saying, because there was a period of time that we thought we would schedule her for my interviews. And we said, we'll do them Friday night when you get in at midnight, because you know she goes back and forth to Washington every day.
The same thing. Whenever you're
same thing. And until this morning, and I have to tell you, she was in my office this morning, and I said, Shelley, where the hell have you been? We finally have agreed upon on an interview. I don't understand that, because there is no one in the history of Nevada that I know about, and I've been here 60 years, who's ever more every place than Shelley Berkeley. And now she's not, so I'm not sure why.
Do you think it's the distinction between having such a safe district, a safe congressional district all these years, and not really having to have that pressure on you versus now having an out-of-state campaign that is advising you on this senatorial race?
You know, I don't know. I can't put those facts together to figure out what causes what. But knowing Shelley, you know, I've never been to a party in my life or a get-together or a speech. Even the speeches what I was going to give, that Shelley didn't show up and want to make a speech. So I'm surprised.
All right, let's move on to a race you haven't talked very much about, which is the John Osagura Joe Heck race. Mm. It appears at this point, according to most recent polling, that Joe is pulling away. Whether that poll is correct, we don't know, but it does appear that he has the advantage here. Do you think that John Osagura is being affected by the whole firefighting scandals that have gone on in Southern Nevada?
Well,
got about a minute and a half.
I made a comment in something that I thought he was an empty suit. And he called me up about it. And I said, John, you remember when I interviewed you? And I went back and looked at the interview. You never answered one damn question about anything. It was, what are you going to do about this? Well, I have to wait till I get there. I think there's not much there. I think there wasn't much there when he was in the legislature. I think that, as you know, he's a graduate lawyer. And I said to him one day, are you going to practice law? He said, no, I can't afford to practice law. I'm a fireman. I said, you got to be kidding me. What do you make? He said, oh, I make $250,000 a year, some figure like that. I think that's going to hurt him, but I really like Joe Heck. And
you know he's a conservative, right?
I know he's a conservative. I had him on here and I interviewed him. But I tend to look toward the man himself or the candidate themselves to see if there's any substance. Then we get to the politics later. And I think that Joe is a man of substance. I like him. He takes some positions that I wouldn't agree with. But when you're talking about John, I don't see anything there. And that's troubling to me.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Never enough time.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck with your Shelley Berkley interview. Yeah. Tell her I'm looking for her. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The new AARP voter guide is out with facts you need on Medicare. Fact, Barack Obama will protect your guaranteed benefits and will not allow Medicare to become a voucher program. Fact, Mitt Romney would take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits and instead give future retirees premium support or vouchers. AARP opposes that plan, and nonpartisan analysts say it could raise seniors' costs up to $6,400 a year. Get the facts.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Most Nevadans don't have an extra $6,400 in their piggy bank, but under Dean Heller's Medicare plan, that's how much you're going to need. Heller voted twice to take away Medicare's guaranteed benefits, turning it into a voucher program, a plan that a nonpartisan research institute says would increase seniors' costs by $6,400 a year. Heller would then use his Medicare cuts to give millionaires another massive tax cut. With Dean Heller, you're going to need a lot bigger piggy bank. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Obama promised.
If your family making less than $250,000 a year, my plan will not raise your taxes.
Untrue. Middle-class Americans face a huge tax increase because of Obamacare. Now Obama claims Mitt Romney will raise middle-class taxes. Also untrue. Romney's plan lowers middle-class tax rates by 20%. Barack Obama. Dishonest on taxes because he's failed on jobs. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender Rug Washing Plant. For unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs, call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Brian Wachter is here, Director of Legislative Policy for the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Helen Foley, partner with Fess Foley Warren, and Chuck Muth, President of Citizen Outreach. Well, Jim Rogers had his first shot in the first segment of the show to take on Mitt Romney. Did you have a defense of Mr. Romney?
offer?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't know so much as a defense of Mr. Romney. I mean, all candidates say things that they probably regret and they shouldn't have said in the first place. But let's remember, it's getting closer to Election Day, but it's still early. Nevada's a swing state. It's going to be very, very close. What happened this week and this weekend probably won't be determinative of how this vote turns out. The debates are going to factor in a huge manner, I think, in these swing states.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think the debates really are going to tell the story here. It's interesting, as we see these different stories come out over the cycle, it seems like they're about a 48-hour news cycle, and then they go away and it's something else. Is that the way you read it?
I think the attention span of most folks, you get it, you read it, you share it on social media, you discuss it with your friends, and you've kind of discussed it at length, and you're ready for something new. And I think Mr. Romney's looking at the economic numbers, and we're certainly looking at them, that there's a greater divide between those that have jobs and those who don't have jobs, or those who are running successful businesses and those who are running businesses that are struggling. And it's hard to vocalize, I think, what that really means, in terms of how America moves forward. But I think you're right on the 48-hour news cycle. You're almost ready for something new pretty quickly.
And it's part of our social media society. I mean, the Olympics seemed like a lifetime ago.
Whatever these gentlemen say, this issue is not going away. And what it does is it really amplifies the whole notion that this man does not get it. He does not understand human beings. He understands financial spreadsheets. But he goes all the way to England and then insults them. And now he talks about people and acts like 47% of us are victims, that we're all on some kind of entitlement program. These are senior citizens who get Social Security. These are other people who live in nursing homes. These are people who finance their children's education through student loans. We don't really have to say anything. We'll just let the man talk, and we'll win easily.
Chuck?
Well, in the situation that this country is in right now economically, we don't need a president who feels our pain. Okay, Barack Obama feels our pain. We need somebody who can fix the problem, who can alleviate the pain, that can set the policies in place that need to be set in place to actually create jobs so people can go back to work with dignity instead of living off of food stamps and government cheese. And Mitt Romney is the guy who can do that, not Barack Obama.
You want to respond, Ms. Foley?
I think that he is totally insensitive to individuals. With the economy as it is, they feel that maybe he would do better than the president. But they don't like him, they don't trust him, and they aren't going to vote for him.
Brian?
I think it's hard. You look at Nevada with a 12% unemployment rate, and those in my generation with the closer to 25-30% unemployment rate. And being one of those students who now is out of school and has one of those student loans that are struggling to pay off, I'm kind of with Chuck. It's hard to sit there, and I don't want someone who can tell me that they know how I feel. I want someone to say, look, I've got a record of turning businesses around. I have a record of creating wealth. I have a record of putting people to work. And really, that's what I'm looking for in president.
Let's change topics here. Helen, why is the liberal media going after the liberal candidates in these congressional races down south? I mean, the Republicans don't need much help when their own brethren are going after them. Now, I'm talking about Asagura and Horsford particularly.
Well, everyone has to stand on their record and, see what they intend to do in the office they're going to go to. I desperately want a Democratic House of Representatives, and will be actively supporting all three of those candidates to win.
Brian?
I think it's interesting when you have so many negative ads on TV and you DVR your shows so that you can fast forward through them now being in the swing
God
state.
God forbid.
But when you start seeing articles that come out and say, well, this one was right and because it was so truthful and it's about a particular Democratic candidate in Congress who's done a lot of things that you don't have to lie about. It's just they're bad things, they're awful, so I think that's a refreshing change of pace to the political environment that we see now.
Chuck?
Well, I think one of the things, Sam, is that with the example of Dina Titus and Shelley Berkley, they are very comfortable in their political philosophy. They're not apologetic about their liberal beliefs. They know what they believe in, and they didn't mind running on it. Horsford and Asagura have a clue what they believe, and are scared to death to come out and actually tell somebody what they believe because they're afraid of being criticized for it. Well, that's backfired on them because the people who expect them to know the issues and be able to articulate a position on it are now criticizing them, not because of their position on the issue, but because they don't have one. These are two of the most... The biggest empty suits that I have seen in congressional races in a long, long time. It's very much akin to what we saw 4 years ago with two state Senate candidates who the Democrats hid from interviews so that they couldn't answer any tough questions from the media. And I think that you're seeing the same thing, the same strategy here. Hide Oseguera, hide Horsford, because anything they say is going to be embarrassing.
Helen, you get the last 15 seconds here.
Well, I think that you have to compare these people to their opposition, and I think that Stephen Horsford has a lot more going for him than Danny Tarkanian and will be a far greater leader and represent us very well.
And that's where I have to leave it. Thank you so much, all of you. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
For the first time ever, a special public auto liquidation event is being held at Internet Auto Rent and Sales. Over 350 vehicles will be liquidated to raise capital. Vehicles will be priced up to 40% off original MSRP. But please take action immediately to get incredible opportunities like 1.35% APR, no down payment, and no payments till January 2013. Many vehicles have payments under $199.99 per month. It's the automotive liquidation event only at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
When Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries has its trade-in sale, it's more like a trade-up sale. Now you can trade in your old sofa or chair to save money on beautiful new Lazy Boy furniture. Your trade-in saves you 50 off our legendary recliners and chairs, or 100 on that perfect sofa, and 200 toward a family-friendly Lazy Boy sectional. There's even special financing. The cost of trading up just came down. The trade-in sale. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
My fellow Nevadans, the doors of democracy are wide open. This year, you can register to vote online at registertovotenv.gov. All you need is 5 minutes, your DMV-issued ID to register online. Together, we can lift this great state to the top floor.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Ollie.
Are you working on that elevator speech again, Ross?
You never know who you're going to run into.
The online deadline is October 6th.
If you've been hurt on the job anywhere in Northern Nevada, call a law firm who focuses solely on workers' compensation cases. Attorney Jay Short has helped thousands of workers who were injured while on the job, and we're here to help you. Let us help you through the complicated and frustrating claims process. We know our way through the system because work comp is all we do. Injured on the job? Call Attorney Jay Short now at 786-2006 for a free consultation. Call 786-2006.
It's time to stand up to the cheaters and make sure we protect jobs for the American people.
Mitt Romney, tough on China? Romney's companies were called pioneers in shipping U.S. manufacturing jobs overseas. He invested in firms that specialized in relocating jobs to low-wage countries like China. Even today, part of Romney's fortune is invested in China. Romney's never stood up to China. All he's done is send them our jobs.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Among the broadcasts coming up next week, Senator Dean Heller will be here, Mark Hutchison running for state senate, a debate with Sheila Lester and Greg Brower, and Dina Titus. We'll see you on the next broadcast.